Hi guys, I thought I would do an audio boom today because I haven't done one in a few days. It's Emily from Fashionista, by the way. So anyway, I wanted to do a boom, like I said, because I have been a bit absent for the last week or so, you'd call it. But I wanted to just do a few updates and just to really chat to you guys today, really, and that sort of thing. So first thing, I filmed two videos for my channel today. They're beauty videos. I did a haul video because I went to Brighton about 2 weeks ago with Charlotte Ead, a YouTuber who I love, and we did a bit of shopping, and I also got a few things, so I thought I would do a little haul today of it, so that will be going up in the next few days once I've edited it. You know, I've got a few different things. I've got some MAC lipsticks, some eyeshadows, I've got a few makeup-y bits, I've got a new perfume from Jo Malone, a new coat, and just some general bits, so I thought I would do a haul of what I got, and I also did a favourites video of some things I've been loving this month, like quite a few makeup things and some apps and stuff, so I thought you might like to see that. So again, that will go up in a few days. And yeah, I mean, I've been doing quite a lot of stuff recently. I did a blog for the Scope website on the hashtag End the Awkward campaign, and I was talking about my experiences as a visually impaired fashion and beauty blogger and about the experiences I've had growing up with sight loss and some of the awkward moments I've had in my life, which have been plentiful, I have to say. So that was really well received, and it also meant that I've been featured on the Scope website, the Channel 4 website, actually. So that's really, really exciting, and it mentions me in my blog, which is really, really cool. And I had a great time doing stuff with the Scope hashtag and the awkward campaign, and hopefully I'll be doing some more stuff at some point over the next few weeks on it, on my channel and stuff like that. So that'll be really cool. And what else? I'm going to be working with Guide Dogs soon on their Guide Dogs Week promotion work, so I'm doing some stuff for that, and that'll be really cool because I love Guide Dogs Week and I've been a big supporter of it for quite a few years now. And I did the Canine Catwalk a few years ago, which was really cool, with some other guide dog owners and stuff like that, and I just think Guide Dogs Week is really amazing, and they have lots of different events. They're doing more fundraising stuff this year because last year it was more about campaigns with the big little bus, or the little big bus as it's called, but this year they're going to be doing more fundraising work, so hopefully I'll get a chance to do a collection day because that'll be really nice to go and help support guide dogs and that kind of thing. And what else? Also, in other news, I've been really getting into my VI photography. On my Instagram, I've been doing loads of pictures of stuff because I've recently started using my camera and been going out doing like lots of nature shots and stuff. And I'm getting quite good at it, if I do say so myself. So I have started my new blog, and it's called Adventures Beyond the Garden Gate. And it is all about fashion. It's all about nature, and it's all about like wildlife and VI photography and stuff like that. So I'm really, really enjoying it so far, and it's been great to work on a new project and stuff. So I think you guys are going to like that. If any of you are into nature, or you know, photography as someone with a visual impairment, then you might really like that. And I think that will be something I'm going to enjoy for quite a few years to come now. So, in other news on my actual blog of things that I have been doing, today I am going to the Urban Decay Naked Smoky palette launch, because it's launched today. Well, it is in my local store anyway, and they're going to show us a preview of it and do some masterclasses, and I'm going to take some photographs for my blog of it and how it looks and that kind of thing, which will be really, really cool, because I haven't done any like big review videos or like blogs in ages, and I felt like I've been needing to do one for a while, so that's what I'm going to do. And then tomorrow I'm going to the spa in Lush, the Lush Spa, and I'm going to the spell treatment because I had a voucher for this for quite a while for my birthday, and I've finally been able to book it because my mum's off and she's going to come with me to take some pictures up for my blog, so I'm going to do a review of that as well. So that will be really cool because I know you guys really like my reviews of like venues and like spa treatments when I do them, because I used to do them quite a lot when I first started my blog. So I'm going to be getting back into that because I'm really excited about this, because the treatment itself looks amazing, so that will be really, really good. I think that is about it in terms of like blog updates and stuff for now. I mean, I've got a few things coming up next month, but I can't really say much about them just yet. But also I wanted to just say, whilst I was on here, a really big massive thank you to everyone who's been so supportive, because if you guys follow me on my Facebook page, you might know that I got quite a bad troll on my case the other day. They posted a video about, you know, me, and saying that I was lying about being visually impaired and that kind of thing, which was really quite hard to take, and you guys were really amazing about it. Everyone who's commented on my Facebook page and stuff and my Twitter, I really, really appreciate your support, because you really helped me get through that, and I honestly couldn't do it without you, and it just reminded me of how many people there are supporting me and helping me and stuff, and who are there to sort of back me up. So I really appreciated that, and I hope you guys know how incredibly amazing you are, because that was just such a great response that you guys gave me. Even amongst all that crap that was happening, you guys still came to the rescue in your sparkly shining armour and saved the day, so that was really well appreciated. Anyway, I think that's about it for today. I've got so many pink things to review now from my recent haul, like makeup products and stuff. I got a really nice Laura Mercier palette, actually, and I've never tried out any of her makeup products. I've got loads of her creams, but I've never tried out a palette by her, but it's really gorgeous. It's like an autumn palette, and I think it's called the iArt Artist Palette, but it's so pretty. It's got all like English rose pinks and mauves and some bronzes and stuff in there, and it's absolutely stunning. So I really can't wait to try that out, because the colours are absolutely amazing. My favourite colour, from what I can see, there's one called Truffle, which I like, and there's one called African Violet. Really pretty, actually. I'd recommend it if you're looking for a palette to try out in those sorts of colours. But anyway, I'm going to finish this boo here. Let me know if you've got any thing you want me to do in the future in terms of reviews and stuff, and let me know how you're getting on. I hope you're all doing really, really well and having a nice week, and I will speak to you guys in my next boom. Bye, guys.